Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you are at. We opened the show heart to heart with the sounds of Dr. Dumi being featured there by Halal Africa. And I'm so delighted at this current moment. Yeah, I think those of on Facebook, you have seen it, that I'm not alone in the studio. But Halal Africa is in the house.
Where are the horns? Where are the horns in this radio station?
Listen to this. You're looking for the horns. We're giving you hands. We're giving you a standing ovation.
Come on.
We're now my horns. Pastor Ndumiso, how are you?
I'm great. I'm great. What a pleasure once again to be here and to see you.
Yeah, my welcome.
Old friend. Really appreciate this.
Wow, this is so awesome to have you right here. But today you are Halal Africa.
Today I'm Halal Africa all the way. Halal Africa, we are part of this wonderful, great movement.
Uh-huh. Because I was going to ask you, who is Halal Africa?
Yeah, so number one, it's not Indian food, it's English. Let's just get that out of the way.
Right.
It's not the Zulu word halala.
Yeah. It's either.
Halal Africa, the word halal is a Hebrew word meaning praise.
Okay.
There are many words in the Bible that mean praise or worship. And this is one of them, Halal Africa. So when we say Halal Africa, it's a call for Africans to unite.
Ah, Pelaruna, we used to go toward a praise. Now you guys came with halal.
You know,
who is this?
You know, so it's a call for Africans to unite wherever Africans are.
Mm-hmm. Is it why Halal Africa will be featuring different kinds of top musicians that we know from everywhere?
Absolutely. We've got our own local artists. Abo Once More Six, Lebo Sohobela, Xoli Mncwango, Ayandandanzi, Takindowe, etc. Then we've got others from the African continent as well. And also we've got Uche Kaylin Carr from the US. So it's a collaboration of African people saying, let us unite through worship music.
Mm-hmm. And but now you are robbing me because you are now telling me about the Bended Knees concert that's coming.
Of course.
But anyway, you're answering the question, all right?
Yes. So us uniting with people from different countries, different cultures, different backgrounds, different nations is part of that. It's saying Africans must unite in worship. We don't struggle. We don't have to scratch our heads to find reasons to have conflict and to divide and to be divided. That's the word. Nomagunjalo, we can rise up and say, hey, let Africans unite. We are best when we are united. And on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, it found them in one voice and in one accord. And so unity in the church among a people, among a nation, is critical for the move of God. And so we are saying that if we're going to see revival sweep through Africa, we are going to have to be united. And what better way than worshiping our God?
Tell us about the On Bended Knees concert that's coming in November.
Yeah.
And it will be my mom's birthday. I think I should bring her there.
Oh, wow.
But now I'm a partner. I'm a partner's Radio Pulpit.
I'll tell you what. Just for mommy.
Yeah.
I'm giving mommy as a birthday gift a ticket. Free ticket. Free ticket for mommy for her birthday, please.
I should make sure she gets it.
Yes. It's not for you. It's for mommy.
So it's happening. Is it a two-day event? A one-day event?
It's a one-day event.
Okay.
30th of November, of course, this year, at Carnival City, starting at 5 p.m. sharp. The theme this year is on bended knees. And so I said this year, emphasizing that because we've had some recordings before.
Yes.
We've got music projects that are out already on digital platforms that we recorded in previous years. Our last one was Through It All. And also it had Abo Benjamin Dube and Ntobo Zombambo, and there's another one before that as well. So it's not the first thing that's happening. This is not the first rodeo. It's not the first event that is happening here. But now I think we are very much more intent on making sure that all our people in South Africa are aware about Halal Africa and what's coming.
So it's more about worship. It's more about praising the Lord. So many of us, when we see concerts, we only think about, nah, the organizers are just about making money.
Yeah, yeah.
But looking at the people that you have there, like, for example, Once More Six.
Oh, come on. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
you can't be where Once More Six is and not worship.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, at the end of whatever song that he does, you just want to talk to the Lord of Lords.
Listen.
So what can we expect?
So talk about Once More Six. I call him an atmosphere shifter.
Yeah.
Once More Six. He gets on there and something changes.
I see firecracker.
I know. Atmosphere shifter. He's not a firecracker. He's a burning bush all by himself.
Yeah.
So Once More Six is in the house. Calling Mwango, Ayanda Ntanzi, the Superman of gospel. I mentioned J.K. Linka from the Nation of Ghana. We've got Ukofi Karikari.
Yeah.
We've got Joe Metal. Joe Metal is a very known gospel artist, even in South Africa, because he's collaborated with South Africans a lot before. Like Ntoko Zombambo, we've done music with him. So Joe Metal will be coming, and then Isaiah Templeton. We've got a group called Team Eternity that's also coming. So I mean, if you can look at this whole lineup and event and realize that with all these people coming, with all of this happening, it's really not about money. There's no way we can, even with those tickets that we are selling, we really cannot really make the budget of it. It has taken people.
It's a revival.
It's a revival.
Own.
Yeah, it has taken people who just wanted to sow into the kingdom and say, we're going to have this. So I'm making a call and invitation for everybody in Gauteng. Everybody in South Africa, please come.
So normally, sometimes when there's a concert that comes and Pastor Ndumiso, you know, maybe he's a musician, we're like, can we make requests? Can Pastor Ndumiso sing this song? So no request this time around.
Ish, as in.
Because it's every new faces.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That you've never done collaborations with
before. Of course.
Yeah.
No, I get you. You know, if anyone has any requests, send it to us. We will forward it. I cannot promise. But what I can promise, the request will arrive.
The request will arrive.
Yes, I've got my own request. Like I'm just hoping Once More Six does. What's that song
you're
he does?
On our knees.
Yes, You're on Our Knees.
Especially
because the theme
is on bended knees.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm really hoping that he does that. But hey, let's see where God takes them.
Okay, so we can make light. Nyana.
Yeah, but.
So how many songs per artist?
I'm not sure. They already started preparing the music. They are working with the music team and all of that. I'm not sure per se how many per. It won't be the same number per artist, but it's what I can promise everybody who comes. It's going to be a feast of music.
Yeah.
You will leave there full of music, full not just of music, but of the anointing as well. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is going to be there. We are praying for this, and we don't just want an event to excite us and to have have vibes and have hype about it.
Mm.
We want an event that will
come worship
people's lives. Yeah. Our lives are only changed in the presence of the Lord. Mm. It's that anointing that shifts things in our lives. Not skill and music ability. Anyone can do that, I think.
Yeah.
Let me not say anyone because I can't, but you know what I mean.
No, we get you. We get you. So, Pastor Pepsi Le Khabotsote says, we can't wait.
Oh,
Pastor Ndumiso, wow, the theme is power-packed.
That's great. That's great.
And so, we're starting what time? It's on the 30th of November.
That's
starting
right.
What time? Up until what time?
Starting at 5 p.m. And I'm going to say until late.
Yes.
5 p.m. until late. I do not want to commit myself to an ending time.
Can I put the... family, are you allowing me?
Ayanda must come first. Then.
Yeah, Ayanda Ntanzi.
Yes. So, okay, maybe we'll let Ayanda Ntanzi fly in first.
Please, let the Superman enter first.
And then we'll take it from there.
So it's Carnival City on the 30th of November.
Yes.
Where do we get the tickets?
All right. Tickets are available from Web Tickets. That's www.webtickets.co.za. And you can also walk into a Pick and Pay store or a Boxer supermarket store and get them there as well. You can also go on the Halal Africa website, halalafrica.com. And Africa is spelled with a K. mm-hmm. anafrica.com. Tickets are available there as well.
Let's give them one taste. I started out with Dr. Dumi being featured.
Yes.
Yeah, Halal Africa featuring Dr. Dumi. And let's give them this taste as well. Ntokozo there, but it's Halal Africa featuring Ntokozo Mbambo.
Come on.
Listen to this one. Power belongs to you. We're coming back.
Hallelujah!
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
I think I should teach you how to dance, ne?
Ish, as in foot. I need to learn how to dance because now he's 30 years and he got bad. Two left feet.
And now the family on Facebook, they're like, how? He's not dancing. How can you sit there and not dance to Halal Africa?
Hey, guys.
So how does it work? I mean, we've had many groups come in and go out. Mm. And there are those ones that have stood the test of time.
Yeah.
How does it work with Halal Africa? Ever since we've heard and it's growing. Mm. Every time there's something new. And with Halal Africa, it's not just singing. You find yourself in the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
With that as well. So how does it work? How do you keep the group together?
So here's the thing that everyone must understand is that Halal Africa is not actually a group.
Okay.
It's not a choir. It's not a group. It's not a group of musicians.
Yeah.
Halal Africa is a movement. It's a I'm avoiding to use the word organization because...
Do we have a church at the Halal Africa?
There's no church. It's not a church. It's a ministry. It's a movement. It's a vision. It's all about this thing I was talking about earlier on about uniting us through worship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do then when we have recordings, we bring the best musicians to come together from those different countries and different cultures. Your A-list gospel artist.
Wait. So do we have back? We don't have backups. So it means Indumiso and so-and-so and so-and-so, they come together. They are Halal Africa at that moment.
Yes, for that particular project. So
Takindo would be backing.
No, he won't be backing. There will be backers.
Who will
be on the project.
Oh, okay.
This project specifically.
Then so it's different.
It's different
projects and different people.
It all depends. Who is the Lord leading us to work with this time, and who is the Lord bringing us into relationship with this time? And one thing I'm excited about.
Yeah.
And we've not announced it officially yet. We're gonna have a talent search competition.
Okay.
Okay. We are going to find the next great gospel artist in South Africa.
Wow.
Halal Africa
uh-huh.
is going to pay for their music project to be recorded,
mm-hmm.
released,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to own the music
uh-huh.
as the artist. And so we're going to, on that night, on that day, on the stage, they'll be performing for the first time.
So there's going to be a search right now.
Right now, we're going to start the search.
Leading to the third year.
And then we'll announce
the
winner.
So that will be a surprise.
So that will be a surprise. It won't be a surprise really for everybody.
Okay.
That person will know beforehand.
Yeah.
We will announce it publicly beforehand.
Oh, okay.
And then on the day, they will be performing for the first time.
Sure.
And,
I mean, but you're left with like 2 months.
Oh, yeah. We are
nothing is impossible.
Listen, we're going to find the people.
How is the talent search going to be done? In our cities? Where are we going? Okay, right now you don't know the areas where we can do auditions.
Yeah, so we're going to do auditions and we are going to announce through our social media pages how we're going to run the auditions and how the winner will be announced and all those details. So please follow Halal Africa.
Uh-huh.
That's at Halal Africa, one word, Africa with a K,
uh-huh.
on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter, and of course, TikTok. And you'll be able to learn all these details.
All right.
So if you are there and you know God has gifted you
with
a ministry of gospel music, of music of worship.
And it grows across board.
Goes across board. Anybody. Anybody can enter. And you know you've been waiting for an opportunity for God to just put you on a
this
stage.
This is exciting.
Or you've been waiting for an opportunity just to record your music and your voice to be released out there for the nations of the world. This is your chance.
Yeah.
And so this is part of the legacy that Halal Africa leaves in different nations wherever they go.
Wow. So, all right. Follow Halal Africa social media platforms. So your Instagram, your Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter, TikTok. Yeah, all of that.
Yeah, that's where everything will be posted.
Everything will be there.
And you can just follow and enter, go for auditions, and who knows, you might be leading a song.
Absolutely.
And so who writes the music then when it comes to Halal Africa? Because it's a project with new artists all the time.
Mm. Mm. So the artists that we collaborate with, they write the music. They bring the music. So if it's a Takindo, if it's a Ntokozo Mbambo, a Benjamin Dube, they'll come with the music, and part of our team as well, behind Halal Africa, who are producers, musicians, music directors, then they work together on the music.
You can't miss this awesome opportunity to be part of this great movement.
The brains and the gifts that are behind the music are just amazing. And I'm just so excited. That's why I'm running everywhere, telling people, can't miss it.
And you also get the opportunity to rub shoulders with your Jacqueline Carr.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, maybe you might know Takindo, but
Jacqueline Carr is coming. Hey, and she's got pipes. Oh, but she's got pipes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Jacqueline has, I'm not sure if she's come to South Africa before, but you can imagine now when Halal Africa is used by God as well as a bridge across the Pacific Ocean, the Pacific or Atlantic, whatever ocean that it takes us to go to America. Where that bridge now, where musicians are going to rub shoulders, the energies are going to rub, you know, mix together, and we don't know what partnerships will be birthed from this.
All right, Togozani Quiliso says, amen, hallelujah. Hey. Frank Jacob says, hello to our guest.
Come on. Hello, hello, Frank.
And I see Nicolene is asking, if you're not on social media platforms, what do you do?
Oh, go to www.halalafrica.com.
Okay.
That's the website. Or email us at info@halalafrica.com.
How simple is it?
And you'll get
How simple is it? Yeah, because I think others are like, my daughter can sing.
Yes,
yeah, my son.
Yes,
they gotta go here.
Yes.
And so it's happening on the 30th, my family. But do remember that before that you have to follow the Halal Africa. Yes, that's how it's written.
Yes,
Nicolene, Africa with a K, Africa Halal a K. Africa. And do remember it has nothing to do with Indian food. Yeah, it has nothing
it's not
to
halal
do.
Food.
It's just a Jew word, or Hebrew word, which means praise the Lord. So follow those pages. If you'd like to be part of this, don't miss an opportunity to become one. So is it just going to be one winner?
Yes, it's going to be one winner.
What if you got three and they are on the same level?
Those will be judges.
You spoke about pipes.
Those who be judges are going to see how they get out of this one. I don't know.
Radio Pulpit shouldn't be left behind.
Yes, and I just want to say shout out and thank you to Radio Pulpit for all the wonderful work that you are doing with us in this movement. Thank you so much. We love Radio Pulpit. Radio Council.
Yeah, we should be part of the judges. We got some.
I think definitely.
We got good years here.
I agree.
All right. We are just wrapping it up for today. So as we wrap up, hopefully you're going to bring the musicians as well to talk to us.
Yes, absolutely.
So we can cover
this
journey up until the 30th.
We want to bring them in the studio for interviews as well. Those who might at the time still be overseas, as the weeks go on, we'll get them on
the
phone.
We can connect. We got
technology all over the place.
Of course.
We're trying to get all of them to connect. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you will be able to hear from the artists themselves. Jacqueline Carr will be talking to the Radio Pulpit family very soon. Mm-hmm. Keep your ears
on the ground. All right, the dates again and where we can get the tickets. How much are they?
Awesome. 30th November 2024, Big Top Arena at Carnival City. 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. we are starting. Tickets are available.
Because
there's going to be a lot happening.
Yeah. And you don't want to miss anything.
So tickets are at Web Tickets.
Yeah.
Or you can walk into a Pick and Pay store or a Boxer supermarket. You can get your tickets there.
Are there some VIP tickets
There are. There are different tiers of tickets. There are VIP tickets as well and VIP packages. We do also have meet and greet tickets where you can meet the people, the stars, the musicians behind, you know. They're in the green room. They're in my VIP room.
Yeah,
we'll give you access to take a photo with them.
Yeah.
say hi, and, you know, talk to them as well.
Ah, that is so awesome. Your closing statement?
I just want to say, hey, God loves us so much. He gave Jesus his only begotten son. All that we do is not for show, but it's so that souls can be won to the kingdom. No matter what means we use, it's all useless if souls are not being saved. So whatever we are doing as children of God in our different fields and aspects, let's make sure that Christ is entering hearts of people.
Thank you so much for bringing this through to us. Also reminding us, I want to go. I have to go, family. I have to go. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed, John Merge. How are you?
Babu Nkosi, I'm going to make you run because I have to go.
Thank you.
So Kuluma Navo.
Thank you so much, Babu Nkosi.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Please. We all want to be there.
Yes,
thank you so much for being part of the revival. We are part of the trigger. We are the trigger to the gun that releases the revival in Africa.
Yes.
So thank you for playing that part.
Amen.
And for allowing Radio Pulpit to be part of that. And family, do you remember 30th of November? You can go to any Pick and Pay store or go to Web Ticket, get your tickets. They go for 350, and it's happening at the Big Top Arena Carnival City. Playing out with the sounds of Halal Africa, featuring Kemisha Dean. He's been good.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Halal Africa featuring Kemisha Dean. He's been good, and it's 15 minutes just before 1 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. On Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. I'm now so awesomely joined by a beautiful queen, and that is Nelene Brewer. And we are talking about In the Beginning Was the Word. Nelene, how are you?
Very well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm so excited about what's happening. God is on the move in Pretoria, in Gauteng. Hey, God is doing things, hey?
Indeed, that's amazing.
Tell us a little bit about In the Beginning Was the Word. What is it all about?
Okay, it's a long story which starts with me. I started studying visual arts at UNISA in my midlife crisis, and I thought they were going to teach me how to draw and paint.
Yes.
And I'd never heard of contemporary art in my life. And anyway, I arrived at UNISA, and they wanted us to do contemporary art in different media, and one of the things was that we had to come up with a concept every year that we wanted to work with, and I didn't know what to work with, so I thought, well, I'll work with creation and evolution, and the lecturer got very irritated with me, and she said to me, I must get away from my grandiose concepts and start at the beginning. So then I was feeling very despondent. I didn't know what I was going to do.
Right.
And I started thinking about it, and what is the beginning? I thought, well, okay, now I must just work with the beginning. She said I must work with the beginning, and that's what I'll do. And as I started investigating the beginning, I realized that science doesn't really explain the beginning very well, because they say there was a singularity before the Big Bang, But the singularity is a point at which all the laws of science break down. And so that wasn't a very inspiring concept. But then I got to the Bible, and the Bible says, in the beginning was the word.
Yeah.
And it was such an incredibly powerful and beautiful concept that I then started creating artworks which are pictures of natural organisms but interpreted in scripture. And so that has now become the focus of my entire art practice. And so that's where it started.
In the beginning. We thank God for taking you back to the beginning.
Yes, absolutely.
And so this is how In the Beginning was born. But tell us about now the journey where you have different people coming through to minister in word.
Okay, so what happened then, we own Huckleberries in Magnolia Dell. And for a long time, I've been aware of the children who come to the park who are very often from the inner cities, and they're not exposed to game ranges and places like that, like children from more affluent areas. But the park is a lovely natural area. We've got fish in the dam and frogs and birds in the trees and so on. So I started thinking maybe I can bring the word into the park at the same way that I've been doing it with my artworks. So I created a series of artworks which show creatures from the park but interpreted in scripture. And so then my son, who's running Huckleberries at the moment, Dylan, he said to me, let's have an event to celebrate spring this year and celebrate the artwork in the park and so on. And I thought, well, that's a good idea. Beginning of spring, beginning of September. And it came to me as I was praying about it, International Literacy Day. Now, I didn't even know there was something like International Literacy Day, but it just came to mind. And I Googled it, and I discovered it's on the 8th of September. So this fit in perfectly with our idea to have an event. So we thought we'll celebrate International Literacy Day, but by celebrating the word, which is at the beginning of everything. And that's how this event in the park was planned. So we're planning to have an event where we have invited speakers in different languages. We have Setswana, Sepedi, Zulu, Ndebele, English, Afrikaans, and various languages, but we are going to have John 1 verse 1 to 5 at least read in 15 languages, including Hebrew and Greek, because the Bible was written in the Old Testament in Hebrew and the New Testament in Greek. And then we will have speakers in the different languages who will each bring a message on the 7th of September in their language, and it will all be around celebrating the word, who is Jesus Christ.
Wow, and Radio Pulpit is part of this beautiful, beautiful event.
Pardon?
Radio Pulpit, I see, is part of this beautiful event. We are so honored to be.
Yes, this is wonderful. Radio Pulpit will be there playing music and helping us to host it. So we're very excited about the your help celebrating with us. Sorry about that.
You know, I used to push my son's pram all the way from Sunnyside to Magnolia Park to watch the beautiful artwork and to be in that space. And shoo, I must say, I love, because my son is a child with special needs. I loved when I was staying in Sunnyside. So my son would be himself. He would be so free in that space. I just love that. And so what can we expect as we will be coming on the 7th of September?
Well, the entire word event is about the word. So we have nothing other than the word to present. And it's all about the word this time. Maybe we are planning to have it annually, and maybe the event will grow. But at the moment, we'll start at 10 o'clock, and there will be the speakers in the different languages, and Radio Pulpit will be bringing the music in between. And then there will also be some literature. All Nations Gospel Publishers were kind enough to donate a whole lot of literature to us that we will be distributing for free to whoever wants something. And it's free to anybody who is interested.
All right. And so if I would like to know more, find out more about the event, I want to be there, I want to bring my family. What can I bring? I think they should bring what? Camp chairs, right? When they come, bring their own camp chairs. And yeah, what are the important things I need to bring?
Yes, please. We do have some chairs, but unfortunately, we have no way of telling how many people they're going to be.
Yeah.
So if people can bring their own camping chairs, hats, sunscreen, picnic blankets,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and just come and enjoy the day in the park with us. And, of course, the playground is there. So if the younger children can play, if they start getting bored with the long sermons.
Yeah.
it's basically just to celebrate the word and also the incredible diversity of this of South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got all the 11 languages, South African ones, and then Hebrew and Greek, as I mentioned. And then mm-hmm. we also have Pastor Shegan Olanipekun from Adullam Leadership Institute,
mm-hmm.
who will be speaking in English, but he will be reading the scripture in Yoruba.
Mm-hmm.
And Reverend Nota from Dorothea Mission,
mm-hmm.
who will be speaking in Shona,
mm-hmm.
And he will also be So we have those languages from outside the borders of South Africa.
Wow. Family, you can't miss this awesome time to just come celebrate the word and be part of this awesome gathering at Magnolia Park. It's Magnolia Dell, 7th September 2024. And the name of the event is there. In the beginning was the word. And it started what time to what time?
At 10 o'clock. And we think it'll probably end around 1 o'clock. But we're probably going to play it by ear, you know, if people speak longer or whatever. But it starts at 10
mm-hmm.
and then should finish around 1 o'clock.
For more information, where do we go to?
They're welcome to phone me, 083-556-9798, or they could also phone Huckleberries in Magnolia Dell, and the number there is 012-346-4588.
I'm going to ask my queen to say the numbers a little slower so we can write them down again. Yeah? Yours, 083-556.
556-9798.
Mm-hmm. And the Delhi there, the Huckleberry?
Huckleberry is a 012 346-4588.
All right. Your closing statements?
Sorry?
Your closing words?
My closing words. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. And nothing was made that was made without Him. And in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
Mm. Wow. Thank you so much for talking to us, my beautiful Queen Nalin. We can't wait to see you on the 7th. We are left with just a couple of days. We will be there as Radio Pulpit, and we will be meeting Radio Pulpit listeners right there with us. Thank you so much for this awesome, awesome event.
Thank you very much for supporting us.
God bless.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng. On Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.